Hi everyone, welcome Elevens. It is Queen Cooley. Wanted to make a video for you today, and this is about manifesting. Everyone wants to manifest. Everyone wants to live their dream life. Few want to work for it. Few are willing to try. Few are willing to look within, because it's not easy work. And you have to look at yourself and understand what you're doing wrong. The one thing, couple things that I have that give me an edge over a lot of other coaches, spiritual teachers, is that I have a lot of experience and abilities talking to the realms, as I know you know, and talking to God, talking to other beings, and talking to ancestors is really, really helpful. So I wanted to give you a short video, just some information for you on how to help you manifest. And this is information from the realms. And also, I'm at my desk. You can't see this, but right below me here is my cat Munchkin. Munchkin, I rescued Munchkin when he was lost or abandoned, I don't know which, before I was going into a store. And he's become really close to me. And I mention it because some people would get upset, you know, if he's here and he's messing up my papers. But, you know, animals, I'm an animal communicator too, and animals love us, and we should love them back, because they really are here to help you guys. If you have any animals, they want you to know they're there to help you. Take away your negative energy. Okay. So let me give this to you. A couple things. Your strength is paramount to the impact you will make. I'm all about working out and staying in shape. Whether you guys know or not, a couple of years ago, I used to be really heavy, a lot heavier. And I was very uncomfortable. And it all stemmed because I didn't like myself or have any self-worth. And I wasn't using my gifts, so I was depressed. And what happens is, if you don't know this, a lot of times, especially sensitive empaths and light workers, will eat subconsciously to create a barrier between the world and them. So the heavier they are, it's more of a barrier to people's words that are arrows that hurt us and permeate our beings. But that's not the way to go. And I swear to you, even if you just work out half an hour a day, it'll help you, because I get so many aha moments in the gym when I'm working out. So many. And I speak with my guides there. So it's important. But when I saw this, your strength is paramount to the impact you will make. Remember, guys, I always say all the cups you have all go together. They're not separate. Everything's connected, right? Everything. So your emotional cup, your spiritual cup, your physical cup, your relationship cup, your professional cup, all of them go together. Okay. Next. This was from the realms. A couple of months ago, I met two of my guides, new guys. They were owls, and it was an incredible experience. And I wanted to give you some information, because each and every one of you has guardians and has a team, whether you know it or not, whether you've met them or not, you do have a team. And your guardians have been with you for many moons and many lifetimes. So please start thanking your guardians for being there to help you, because they do a lot more than you think. They don't just protect us, they're there to give us knowledge as well. Okay, so this is what they said. We know who you are, and we've been waiting for you to be mature enough to not only see us, but accept and understand us. You have to be ready for them. But when you're ready, they'll appear, obviously. We are your guardians evermore, and we are here exclusively to protect, encourage, love, and roll with you no matter where you go, how you feel, whether you're in distress or in the light. They're always there for you. Besides that, they're super cool and they have senses of humor. Excuse me. So they're amazing. We take what we do and the work that we do very seriously. Believe me, if you have guardians, they treat you as their charge, they call you a charge, very seriously, okay? because we must rely on others to help us, especially if you have like the owls are nocturnal. That's why you have different guards. You have guardians during the day. You might have special guardians at night. It just depends. They will help us warn us of imminent danger. This is also true for you, right? So we work together to protect you and make it happen. You are brilliant. We see your struggles and we accept you. We are ancient and have been with you for many lifetimes, just as in the days of old. Do not be afraid. This is the important part. Do not be afraid to claim who you are. That is where your power, strength, and indelible opportunities come from. Claim who you are. Every day I claim it. Claim it. I am a successful earning this much every day. Claim it. I have good health. I have. Sorry about the cat, right? Claim everything you want. Oopsies. Sorry. Sorry, guys. If you do not claim who and what you want, the opportunities associated with it don't exist. You guys feeling me on this? They don't exist. So claim everything. We would like to point out this is an old tactic the Dark Ones use. They will say, you're not ready. It's too big of a mantle and responsibility. They're all lies, what your guides are telling you. They're all lies. You can't do that. You're not strong enough, right? This is all bullshit. We know it and we want you to know it. Don't let it slow you down. So claim what you want. Lastly, I'd like you to ask yourself some of these questions if you're having struggles in life, which we all have. Especially, I have had a really tough time around this eclipse. I'm so glad it's over with. Ask yourself, discern. This is discernment, right? It's very important. Discerning between your thoughts and what spirit is saying, you have to separate them, but you find it hard because your own intuition is strong, right? But then spirit's telling you something completely different. So think on something for 24 hours. Let your guard down and ask yourself, how am I perceiving my life? How am I living my life? How am I portraying myself? How am I projecting? This was short and sweet. I could go on and on, but I wanted to give you this as soon as possible. I hope you guys have a blessed night. You are love. You can have anything you want in life, and I urge you to go after it. And I'm here for you. If you want to train with me, if you want to look at the Brave Academy, if you want single one-on-one sessions with me, this is what I was created to do. I help people accelerate, activate, and move forward towards their dreams. Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you soon.